Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics here at EMU, and I welcome you to this week's broadcast. As many of you know, school is out, and graduation occurred last Sunday. It was a wonderful sunny day. Probably the greatest joy of any coach is to see their student-athletes walk across the stage getting their diploma. Whether that be the year they are a senior or even some come back and finish up the following year. And so it was a great day of celebration. The softball team actually was able to participate in the graduation ceremonies as they lost on Saturday evening in the loser's bracket semifinal in Salem at the Old Dominion Athletic Conference softball tournament. It was a great tournament. They entered as the number 6 seed, beat Randolph-Macon in the first round as the number 3 seed. Lost to Roanoke in the next round Friday night. Saturday morning came back and beat Emory and Henry. Moved on in the loser's bracket and lost to Virginia Wesleyan 2-1. Just one comment about that game. We've always talked about the stories that you find that are within a game. And this particular one, we were down 2-0 going into the bottom of the seventh inning. We scored one run, make it 2-1. We ended up with the bases loaded. Two outs and a full count. So you can't get much more exciting than that. A freshman pitcher on the mound for Virginia Wesleyan and a freshman batter in the box for Eastern Mennonite. Sharp ground ball to shortstop, and they got the out at second base and ended there. What was a great run, a lot of ups and downs. So as much as they were disappointed, certainly in needing to come home, I know the seniors were able to participate in the graduation ceremonies, and some of the others are headed off on their cross-cultural experiences. So we have reached a time when everyone is pretty well gone from campus. Students go, the work of the coaches has not stopped, and we continue to work hard at some of those last-minute decisions. One of the interesting things that I noted before, and I'll talk about later in the summer, is how late the recruiting process is now taking place, whether that be some athletes are still waiting around for some Division I or Division II or NCAA or NAIA, money for coming to play. Other people have just come into their own. You might have a senior baseball player who's having a great season. Or in the case of track and field, I know our coaches were just over at one of the meets, local meets here, and found some local talent that might be interested in coming. So the whole recruiting process goes later, and that's perfectly fine. We'll talk about that a little bit later. What I'd like to focus on today is one that becomes a pretty touchy subject as it comes to sports, and that is the involvement of parents. And I've noticed this in a couple of situations, both here at EMU as well as other games that I've attended. And it's certainly too much of a topic for me to cover in the short amount of time that we have. But I have been doing some reading and research and sort of trying to figure out what it is about parents and the role that they play with their child. I guess one of the things that I have observed, although I don't feel like we've got major problems here at EMU in terms of the parents, I am surprised that how much more parents continue to be involved even as their children become 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and all the way up. I noticed this morning there was an article in the paper about Jared Weaver, who pitched a no-hitter for the Los Angeles Angels last night. And I don't know whether this was necessarily a negative comment, but the comment was made that Jared's father was sitting in his normal spot right behind home plate shouting instructions to his son. Now, that seems puzzling to me that a parent is still shouting instructions to their son when he's a professional ball player. Now, again, I don't want to accuse him too falsely here. I don't know exactly what all the instructions were, but it did bring to mind that parents still continue to be very involved. We know for a fact here at EMU, and I'm sure on other college campuses, that there still are some parents who are calling their children to wake them up in the morning when they have a class. So that may be an extreme piece. But there is an interesting, unique relationship between parent and child, and I think the sports scene brings it on even more. I'd like to begin by referring to an article that was sent to me not long ago. It's a letter from Mike Matheny. Mike was a former professional baseball player and is now coaching in a little league. And it's a copy of a letter, which I won't read all of it to you, but he is outlining the way in which he's going to conduct the Little League team, and it speaks a lot to what the parents' role is going to be. And so I'd like to highlight a few of his comments and then make a few comments and observations of my own. And this, again, is pulling a little bit out of context. But let me begin by his first statement is one that I have used quite often. It's sort of interesting. He says, and I quote, "I always said that the only team I would coach would be a team of orphans. And now here we are. The reason for me saying this is that I have found the biggest problem with youth sports has been the parents. I think that it is best to nip this in the bud right off the bat. I think the concept that I am asking all of you to grab is that this experience is all about the boys. If there is anything else that includes you, you need to make a change of plans. My main goals are, number one, to teach these young men how to play the game of baseball the right way, to be a positive impact on them as young men, and to do all of this with class." Later on in the article, he said that, "I believe the biggest role of the parent is to be a silent source of encouragement. I think if you ask most boys what they would want their parents to do during the game, they would probably say nothing. Once again, this is all about the boys. I believe that a little league parent feels that they must participate with loud cheering and, come on, let's go, you can do it, which just actually adds more pressure to the kids. You as parents need to be the silent, constant source of support." And I find that to be very interesting, that there should actually be silence, and that goes contrary to everything we said, because the point is we should also be an encouragement to our kids, et cetera. Another point, he goes on to say, "The best situations for all of us is for you to plan on handing these kids over to me and the assistant coaches when you drop them off, and plan on them being mine for the 2 hours or so that we scheduled for a game or the time we have scheduled for practice. I would like for these boys to have some responsibility for having their own water, not needing you to keep running to the concession stand or having parents behind the dugout asking their son if they are thirsty or hungry or too hot. And I would appreciate if you would share this information with your other invited guests, like grandparents. As the season progresses, there's a chance your son may be playing a position they don't necessarily like, but I will need your support about their role on the team. I know that times have changed, but one of the greatest lessons that my father taught me was that my coach was always right, even when he was wrong. The principle is a great life lesson about how things really work. I hope I will have enough humility to come to your son if I treated him wrong and apologize. Our culture has lost this respect for authority, mostly because the kids hear their parents constantly complaining about the teachers and coaches of the child." That may sound fairly strong and harsh to some of you in terms of what the role should be, but I believe it is extremely important, and it's one that is very hard for us to see as parents. And I'll be the first to admit that if my son or daughter does something nice, I feel fairly proud, and if they get in the newspaper, I want to cut out as many of the articles and post them around. I understand all of that. But I think that Mike Matheny is on to a few things that we really need to take to heart, no matter whether you're a parent of someone who is just starting at 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, hopefully it's later, or if they're a college coach, a college player. The situation is, and I've said it before, the purpose of athletics at Eastern Mennonite University is to provide the opportunity for life lessons to be learned for student athletes and the way it's going to impact them when they're 35 or 45 or 55. And as parents, if we become too involved in that, we rob our students, our children, of the opportunity to learn those lessons. I think that's all that Mike Matheny is talking about. We get in the way, and it's really about them. We want to protect our children. I understand that. And I would also say that there are some times when certainly I would want you to find out a little bit more about the coach before your child does become involved in something, particularly if it's at a younger age of 7, 8, or 9. I understand all of those things. But I am particularly concerned, I would say, I guess, about the involvement, particularly at the high school and now on even up into the collegiate level. Our coaches are professionals. They have worked at their trade. This is not... at the collegiate level, this is not just somebody who's also got another full-time job and just comes over here for a little bit and you pay him a couple hundred bucks to do the job and more of a volunteer. These people are doing the best. They are professionals. And I think that for some reason, it's just puzzling to me that we as adults many times don't question other people that we take our vehicles to or that we buy something from. But when our child is involved, it seems to me that we question the authority of the coaches a whole lot longer. And I would say two things that happened in that case. Number one is, as I mentioned before, we really rob the child, the student athlete, of the opportunity to learn a lesson for life. Number two, we get in the way and we protect them far beyond. I'm discouraged by the fact that I'm hearing from business people about parents who are following up when their son or daughter goes in for an interview and things like that at age 22, 25, 26, something like that. And in this age in which we have tried to do everything we can to make sure that our children are successful because the pressure is on, I think one of the things that we have really become blinded in is the fact that we have to show them the way. We have to give them the opportunity. I like Mike's comments about being the silent source of support. Now, that's very hard because any time that someone gets in the way of the success of my son, whether that be a coach who's made a decision to take him out or playing in a different position, or whether that be the official that called the foul on him or the traveling violation or the strikeout, anything that impedes the progress of my son or daughter somehow seems to be something that we're going to fight against. And the reality is that we all will face those times in life when someone else makes a decision that impedes our progress. Someone else will get the raise. Someone else will make a decision based upon something that we've done or by their own perception. We won't get invited into this committee or we will get invited into this committee. All of those things are things that are going to happen to us. And if we can help our young people to learn those lessons from the very start, I think we're much better off. But it's very hard as parents to see the big picture. What we're caught up in is the immediate situation. Are they thirsty? Are they being treated kindly? Are they winning? Are they losing, etc.? So I would encourage you as parents, if you have a child who's just getting started, or if you have a child who's in at the high school or the collegiate level, please take a look this summer as you watch the ball games. Try to be quiet for a change. I would just challenge people. I know there's some soccer programs out there right now that are practicing silent Saturdays, and that is no one is allowed to talk, including the coaches, during the course of the soccer game. And one of the most amazing things that happens during that time is they actually hear children talking to each other, and that's something we lose a lot. It's going to be very hard for some of us with personalities that just want to be assertive and aggressive and get involved, but I would challenge every parent to go to a game this summer and sit there in complete silence and don't ask the child anything about the game when the game is over other than, did they have a good time? It's a challenge that maybe not many of us are ready to take, but I think the results down the road are going to be much better for our children. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today, and we will be on every week this summer. I will be here with some guests from the university. I will be here with some topics, just as I've covered this time, on the parental involvement. And as I mentioned before, we'll be doing recruiting. We'll be doing a strategy. We'll be doing a lot of things this summer. So thanks once again for tuning in. I hope that you'll join us each week this summer as we give you a little bit of an inside look at EMU athletics. Until next week, I'm Dave King, and I invite you to make it a great week.